Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, the best place to play pickleball in the entire world. And it's a perfect opportunity for you to come maybe learn more about the sport, play some pickleball, and have yourself a time. Now, a Tolo named Alan, he just stopped by. Salute to you, Alan. And he brought a flag from the Plano Bowl appearance that we did in 2018. It was Luca's preseason debut back then.
Wow.
I remember hanging out with all the guys, and Jeff was there, and all the Tolos, and we were having a great time bowling and watching Luca debut there at Plano Bowl. And we handed out the white 2018 G-Bag Nation flag. Alan just brought one of those. We've all signed it, and he wants to give it away to a Tolo here. So we have 3 hours to go. We have at least one flag to give away.
Okay? Hell yeah, let's go.
Okay, here's Woolchuck with your daily football fix.
Thank you very much, Alan. We appreciate you, bro. Last night was crazy. Historic Thursday night football game. Jamar Chase setting Bengal records for catches and targets in that win. He had 16 catches on 23 targets for 161 yards and a touchdown. 13th game with at least 125 receiving yards in a TD. That's the fourth most in a player's first five seasons, according to NFL research. He also set another record. First time in 28 years that Jamar Chase has now had a 100-yard game with three different quarterbacks. The only other receiver to do this, we got to go back to 1997, Jacksonville.
Jimmy Smith.
Rob Johnson, Steve Matthews, and Mark Brunell.
Was it Rob Johnson?
Steve Matthews is what's written in the CBS Sports article.
Steve Matthews. Who's Steve Matthews?
You know Steve.
Hell of a band.
Shane Matthews played in Florida.
Clay Matthews' uncle, I believe.
You think it was Shane Matthews? The Steve Matthews band. It's got to be Steve.
I think it was Shane.
They went Steve instead of Shane. Well, John Breach, fact check him here. Because he wrote down it was Rob Johnson, Steve Matthews, and Mark Brunell. But still.
No, I see Steve Matthews.
Is it really Steve Matthews?
Yeah, he played for the Chiefs, the Jags, the Oilers.
There it is.
Later the Titans.
Pretty damn incredible, though. I mean, Jamar Chase.
Damn.
Quarterback proof. So was Jimmy Smith. One that got away for our Dallas Cowboys. We've talked a lot about the Sun, fellas.
Yeah, we just gave up on him.
With Jimmy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Then he went on to have a hell of a career. In Jacksonville, and credit to him, man.
Yeah, this guy
outstanding
was
receiver.
Kansas City.
Jimmy.
All right, Tom Brady, and shout out to Brandon Laurie. He went ahead and posted this, but Brady does, you know, one of his weekly hits, I think, with Jim Gray. And he was talking about the first time he ever played at AT&T Stadium. I want to say this was 07, Battle of Undefeateds, the undefeated Cowboys, undefeated Patriots. I think the Cowboys were 5-0. They were the only team that year to lead New England going into the fourth quarter. I think they were up 24-21. This was Marion Barber had the greatest two-yard run you'll ever see in history. And the Patriots pulled away.
Was that AT&T?
It was at AT&T.
Was that a game that somebody Tank Lawrence? Somebody had three sacked Brady like three times.
07 was Texas Stadium.
Greg Hardy did.
So maybe that's the Greg Hardy game. Maybe the Greg Hardy game was his first game.
I was seeing the Greg Hardy yesterday. It was great. Oh, that's who it was.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was Greg Hardy.
Yeah, he had a great – it was like in a half, too. Yeah. It was absolutely nuts. Yeah. But here was Brady talking about that glare at AT&T.
We went back there for my first time in AT&T Stadium, in that beautiful stadium that Jerry built. It ended up being one of the biggest stadiums in the country and hosted a ton of great events. But I was very excited to go down there, because you get to play in this huge stadium with a massive screen above. And we were trying to punt the ball to hit the screen in the pregame, but it was pretty fun. But the one thing that I remember about that, and this is kind of a controversial take, is the glare through the glass at the certain time of the day and certain time of the year was definitely in our eyes, which made it a little bit hard to play for. But the one thing that's insane, I got one of the greatest pictures from that game of us heading toward that end with the glass. One of the sickest pictures coming out with God looking down on this game, protected by my offensive line, standing in the shadow of my own goalpost. One of the sickest photos I ever remember from my playing days.
So wow. Brady loves Jerry, this because he can just like gush over himself.
Jerry six to midnight right
big,
now.
Big fan.
That's what it's about for Jerry.
So it's about the photos. The pristine beauty. I mean, that's what Shotty was talking about all week.
It's incredible how much more he has his bleep together when he's being interviewed.
Oh, he's much better. Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like the football voice of God.
He should be the desk guy.
I am narrating a perfect Hall of Fame career to you now as Tom Brady interview guest. You put me on a play-by-play team, I'm going to sound like a complete meathead, almost as bad as Gronk.
Yeah, he needs to be. He needs to take over for Gronk on the set there and get the hell out of the booth. But it is a pretty iconic, badass photo for Brady. He did go 7-1 against the Cowboys. That loss, playoff game.
Playoffs.
We're talking about playoffs. Now, the Rams. If you're looking for fantasy football help, don't play Puka Nacua. Why? He's not playing against the Jags. He's got that ankle injury. Sean McVay said he's not going to go. Garrett Wilson, wide receiver of the Jets in a battle of the winless Panthers and Jets. That's disgusting football. No Garrett Wilson. He's going to be out with a hyperextended knee. And if you had any thoughts of trading for one Alvin Kamara, don't do it. He was asked about this. He said, well, I'd go drink a pina colada somewhere if the Saints dealt me. So I don't think he's very interested in being traded away from New Orleans right now. Go ahead and scrap that off your trade wish list if anybody had it on there, no matter what.
He only wants to play football for Kellen Moore.
Only
Who
wants
can blame
to be
him?
With the Saints. Only wants to be with the Saints. And guys, maybe the most untalked about story all week long. Carson Wentz. Revenge game?
Revenge.
Carson Wentz, who's going to get the start. J.J. McCarthy's going to be the emergency quarterback with this phantom ankle injury. But Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings, extra motivated to beat the Philadelphia Eagles this week. As it's Eagles and Vikings 2018, we remember MVP-type season. Ends up getting hurt. Here comes Nick Foles, takes his job away. Ends up getting benched a few years later for Jalen Hurts. Can Carson Wentz continue the Philly slide? Fellas, I say yes. Vintage Carson Wentz in Minnesota. Belt to ass. Screw you, Philly.
Wow, you have this as a BTA game?
Belt to ass, Eric. Did I stutter?
You know what's funny about this, too, is they're playing in Minnesota, which is the same building that the Eagles did win that Super Bowl versus the Patriots.
It's all full circle.
The stars are aligning.
Oh, it's all full circle.
I think the Vikings can definitely win, probably not due to Carson Wentz dominating anybody. But I think the Vikings can win because of their defense up against the Eagles' offense.
Yeah, it won't be Carson Wentz, but it'll be Kevin O'Connell schematically.
2017
BTA. Vikings. BTA, baby. Whip it! All right.
One of
the most disgusting, in that defense. Disgusting and weird.
He's going to try and do too much.
Bizarre stories that are Carson Wentz, maybe.
Yeah,
we'll
he's going to try and do too much.
Just play within yourself. Play within
the system.
Well,
he's still terrified.
Do your thing.
He is still dropping back to pass, insanely scared that he is on the field with fast, heavy people chasing him. He has never advanced beyond...
Yeah.
This game scares me.
Just need one game for you, Carson. Go ahead.
I mean, he will Daniel Jones trip over his own feet, scrambling.
Yeah.
Just by picking his head up and looking at the guys chasing him, he'll lose coordination.
Yeah, but he's on a different team now, and so is Daniel Jones, and he's 5-1, and is in the MVP
And he's fueled with revenge.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, the Colts, the biggest pretender in the NFL right now, Wolchuk.
I know you're saying that.
Good comp.
But Daniel Jones is playing well, and Carson Wentz can get it done.
You're right.
I don't want to hear your slander.
I'm sorry.
I forgot you were such an Eagles fan.
Dawson's going to remind you, oh, they played that.
The pretenders.
They played the Arizona Colts.
We should do contendies.
They haven't played anybody. You're right.
Contendies and pretendies,
we can, and I would lean Colts are probably pretendies, but that schedule for them might be pretty fruitful. All year long, it might be.
It's
the
perfect nickname,
the
Dolts, though, with a picture of our guy Indiana Jones there, Daniel Jones, with his eyes too close together. It's like a Dumb and Dumber.
He does have some weird looking eyes. He does, and he kind of fits that Midwest because he's like super does not have a personality, just lunch pail guy. Like he fits that.
He's going after your roots.
I don't think he's.
Hear what he just said?
Repeat. I tuned out there about halfway.
Midwest guy,
kind of
not
dull.
Much of a personality.
There you go.
Lunch pail guy.
No lies detected. He's a briefcase guy.
He's a briefcase guy?
He looks.
Dawson, I thought you could defend the state of Indiana.
Indiana, basketball, tremendous. But let's be real here. I mean.
Tell that to Cignetti. Google him.
Yeah.
I don't think. Is he from Indiana?
Well, he coaches them.
Yeah, he coaches there.
That's a good question, where he's from.
So Paul Votore, and we got some more stuff that we'll probably play next week, Brian. He took some shots at your guy, Michael Lombardi.
They don't like Mike, do they?
I guess the league doesn't, according to Pablo Torre. The league,
they're saying
not,
that Mike's being mean to everybody.
Is he?
Yeah, the parents have described him as nasty.
He's nasty.
Well, he is a bleep hole. I mean, just be real.
Jordan Hudson seems like quite a bleep hole as well. So while he's uncovering all this stuff about Lombardi, and I guess an executive told him he's one of the top five most hated people in the league.
Ooh, let's do the top five most hated.
In the NCAA or the NFL?
In the NFL.
Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is hated.
Jordan Hudson, there is now footage of Coach, that show with Bill Belichick that he was doing, and Jordan Hudson, who's basically running Belichick's social media, website. She is very hands-on. She's in this meeting. Nobody knew that she was going to part of it. There's two cuts here. Let's start with the first one as they're discussing what they're going to do on the show.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I feel like that applies to all defenses.
Well, yeah, but we just said that the Cowboys' offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. So they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
Not the graphics.
Not the actual graphic itself, no.
Yeah, this is Jordan Hudson, who is now asking questions. Do we have to say that? That sounds pretty self-explanatory. Is it the red zone? Even Bill kind of sounds like he's getting a little bit annoyed. You're trying to interject here. And no, honey, kind of here's why I do need this and don't need that. This is her now being a Photoshop whiz, apparently.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen, and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, if
and
you don't like that,
then
we'll
just... info. Yep.
By right. Lines. So couldn't we, it's pretty elementary, do something.
Yeah. Mrs. Know-It-All, Jordan Hudson.
Is Lombardi in there with him? Is he talking?
Lombardi's not part of this. This is the rest of the team. It was actually like paid to do this for his coach show.
Fat Patricia was in there with Bill.
And they're ready to try and record this. And Jordan Hudson has just come in like she is the boss and is trying to micromanage everything.
Okay.
And we wonder why maybe, look, Bill might have just lost his touch anyway. But this goes into a large part of why we've heard bad things about North Carolina and the micromanaging issues with Jordan Hudson. She's running every single part of his life. She wants to run the business part of it, too. She's here. I don't really know how to run Photoshop, but, like, couldn't we just do this? It's very copy and paste. Self-explanatory. This is super easy, right? But meanwhile, you just said you don't know what you're really talking about, and you're trying to tell everybody else how to do their jobs. Yeah, yeah. I'd be pretty ticked off, too, if I was anybody around North Carolina. And I guess his son now, Steve Belichick, there's video of him packing up his home there at North Carolina, getting ready to ship out.
I'm out of here, Dad. You kidding me? I'm out of here, bro. You're ruining my legacy, Dad.
And the cow turd who wants to put out the Cowboys should look at Bill Belichick to fix all their problems. As long as he's got that, you know, the eye candy that he's carrying around there.
It's Bill Hudson from now on.
You don't want Bill Hudson on your sidelines.
No, thank you.
Because he is a shell of himself right now. It's like basically having Diggs playing corner. You don't want it.
That's tough. I was hoping that she had, like, some sort of a marketing master's degree or some sort of, you know.
She stayed basically employed because of Bill.
Yeah.
So there's not any respect for her, really, in the business world is what I've been reading and what Pablo Torre has been putting out there. And she's basically trying to stay in the public eye with her relationship to Bill.
Yeah, at some point, like, all the success put Bill in a bad spot and he doesn't realize he can't just do whatever he wants.
It's not good.
And have people go along with the same level of trust that he might have in people around him. You know, I'm putting defensive coordinators in charge of the offense. I'm putting a 23-year-old college dropout in charge of everything in my life. Just a horrible look for Belichick. You have to wonder if, like, age has gotten the best of him already. You know, if he's being taken advantage of. Like, who was it, Anna Nicole Smith with that old billionaire,
billionaire
hubby she had? Yeah. You know, maybe that's the closest comp that we have in pop culture.
Hey, but she's got the golden, you know.
Thank you, Wolchuk. We're live at Pickler Universe. I always thought he was going to put the pigskin on the pedestal.
I thought so, too.
Apparently,
he's changed his ways.
Yes, he has. Thought he was better than that.
After that Ring doorbell clip came out, never been the same.
We thought wrong. Okay, we'll be back here with more sports, and Nick Harris, Star Telegram's going to join you to give you everything you need to know about Cowboys and Commanders coming up Sunday, 3:25 here.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the Fan.
All right. We are back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're live in Carrollton at Pickler Universe. Come on by. Learn about pickleball. Play some pickleball. And fellowship with you. The pizza is here. And we have one G-Bag Nation flag to give away, by the way, that Tolo Aaron has brought. Nick Harris is going to join you now here, though, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And, yeah, you said we're going to get Nick here in just a second, Lucius? We got him now? We got Nick Harris now? All right. Okay, we'll get Nick Harris to start Telegram here in a minute. I got, how about top 10 rookies plus honorable mentions? This is for the entire league-wide. And Donovan Ezuraku, not on this list, Brian, but he is second in rookie pressures with 8 of them.
Yes,
and
sir.
His pressure rate is higher than Abdul Carter, who's at 12%. Like, Abdul Carter, his pressures, his good plays, they explode off the screen. I said it the other day, I just don't know that Ezuraku is athletic enough to dominate like he did in college, or maybe he's not putting himself in position for his athleticism to pop, but I'm looking for it. I need a breakout from Ezuraku. Are we going to get it here soon?
Well, good opportunity this week, you know, especially with the tackle situation, you know, with the right tackle with Josh Connolly, who is another rookie.
Bum.
So maybe, you know, maybe a guy that doesn't move his feet all that much, maybe with Connolly he could take advantage of that. But that's that right tackle for the Commanders.
Their other tackle's pretty good, isn't he?
That's Laremy Tunsil.
Laremy Tunsil. Yeah, he's crushing.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe get your pressures off the other side. Top 10 rookies here. Who has been the best rookie in all of pro football so far? Gentlemen.
Ooh, Emeka Igbuka?
He nailed it. Football guy of the day is off and running here. Eric Chiafalo Wolchuk, you got some work to do.
He's out this week, by the way.
27 catches, 469, 5 touchdowns. Sources close to me say that'll be the same stats for him next Football Friday. He's not going to play this week.
Breaking news.
Rookie number 2 in the top 10 rookies so far the NFL season is? Your chance to tie, Wolchuk.
Probably Abdul Carter with
Abdul
the Giants.
Carter, we're tied at 1. That concludes this game as Nick Harris, Star Telegram, joins you now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, Nick. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, fellas?
We're doing good, man. We're just we're trying to figure out what happened with Trayvon Diggs. Do you have any intel for us?
Yeah, me and you both. Yeah, very interesting situation and curious if we'll ever get the full story. It kind of sounds like one of those situations where the team is going to let Diggs speak on it.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to maybe next week's media availability then. And this means more Kair Elam? Is that the case, or could somebody else get involved here?
Yeah, it sounded like the plan was already in place for Kair Elam to get the start alongside Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland in the slot. It was sounding like Reddy Stewart was going to be the guy that they pulled this week. You know how they've been alternating these guys and rotating the starters. Kair Elam's missed a couple of starts. Trayvon Diggs has missed a couple of starts, and then now they were going to go ahead and pull Stewart here. I guess it's just to find some sort of consistency in what works. But with the Diggs concussion, it kind of puts them back where Reddy Stewart goes in the slot, Bland back to the outside, and then Kair Elam as well. They're going to rotate in. Triquez Bridges and Kalen Carson is expected to be activated off of IR. So those are a couple of guys I would expect to see on the field too.
Nick, I know you you know Jaden Blue, and going back to high school, do you think that there's going to be more of an effort to get him the football this week against a team that hopefully is not going to smother your run like Carolina did last week?
Yeah, and you would hope that you could find some sort of spark with Jaden Blue. Only 7 carries for 7 yards through these first 2 games that he's had, and you know, I don't think it was necessarily natural how he got himself into the lineup. And so, there's definitely going to have to be an emphasis to get Jaden Blue involved because, I mean, you see those 14 total touchdowns he had last year for the University of Texas, not only in the run game, but also the receiving game. It can help a lot of things when you can get Jaden Blue involved. So, yeah, I'm with you there as far as finding what that involvement looks like.
When Clayton Adams is talking about sliding back on some of the consistency stuff in the run game last week, and then you go out and do that, like, what is the state of the run game and your confidence level in it?
Yeah, there was a huge focus this week put on the run game offensively. They feel pretty comfortable about just about everything offensively, as they should. But the run game, that was the biggest focus. I mean, it went from play caller to OC, even to quarterback, as far as the added emphasis that they put and finding the cure in the run game of what exactly went wrong against Carolina. But, you know, there's an opportunity against this Washington defense. You know, they gave up 7.7 yards per carry to DeAndre Swift last week, who I've liked to call DeAndre Stiff over the course of the last couple of years because he hasn't been what he was earlier in his career. And they allowed him to turn back the clock a little bit. So I think there's going to be opportunities not only for Javonte Williams but for Jaden Blue in this game too.
Nick, your picture of the DBs lining up in man coverage together, trying to just get back to the basics and the fundamentals, was pretty hilarious. But do you imagine, I mean, they act like they're not really going to do much in terms of changes, but are you just expecting status quo with the way they go about things defensively?
No, I would expect more man coverage this week. That's at least the sound of things. And, you know, I do wonder how the injury to Trayvon Diggs maybe messes up that game plan a little bit. But the game plan has been to add a little bit more of man coverage. It was mentioned in Eberflus's press conference on Thursday. It's like, okay, does that like a 10 to 15% change as far as, you know, man versus zone discrepancies? And he was basically like, yeah, something like that. So we'll exactly see what the split is on Sunday. But I would expect that, you know, against these receivers that Washington may or may not have in this game, McLaurin out, Debo being a game time decision. You know, I think being able to throw, what these DBs do best out at them should allow for some takeaway opportunities.
Hey, Nick, is it on defense, you think, scheme or coaching? Or actually, excuse me, coaching or players? Where do you fall on maybe defensive blame?
You know, when there's a conversation like this, and I think you have a justified debate on both sides, I think it's a little bit of both. And I know that's the easy answer here, or maybe that's the easy way out as far as giving you an answer there, Brian, but that's truly how I feel about it. You know, from a coaching perspective, you know, you have this personnel in place that, let's talk about the secondary. These are guys that were drafted under Dan Quinn to be in a man scheme and have thrived in a man scheme. You know, both of these guys, and De'Ron Bland and Trayvon Diggs, have led the NFL in interceptions at different points in their career, and they haven't even gotten their hands on a ball yet, much less an interception. Zero ball production through 6 weeks. So I attribute that to coaching and scheme. But then also, I look at the linebackers and Kenneth Murray, Jack Sanborn, and what they have been asked to do and what they have not been able to do. You know, I see that as a personnel and scheme issue at the same time. You know, it's really that second level for me. Like, if you were to tell me, hey, you need to go rebuild this defense, but you can really only do it in about two or three places, I'd probably use all of my three wishes in a genie bottle on that linebacking core. I think it needs a major overhaul.
Well, I guess the hope is maybe Overshown can help. I mean, I don't know if they're putting too much of like their eggs in the Overshown basket here. What can you tell us about his recovery? And then also Savone Revel. I mean, that brace that he was wearing on that knee, I had not seen before, Nick.
Yeah, for Overshown, that's one of the wishes in the genie bottle for sure. But Overshown expected to get back on the practice field. If not next week, then definitely the week after. The 21-day practice window is what gets a little bit weird with him. It's not necessarily when he'll be ready to practice. It's having to maneuver around that 21-day window because they have the bye week coming up. And even though they don't practice during the bye week, the 21-day window counts towards that. And so you're trying to maximize Overshown's practice opportunities, but on the same token, try to get him back as soon as possible, you know, when he is healthy. So that's kind of what they're juggling right now. And as far as Revel goes, that brace that he had around his knee, I don't see that as concerning. It was the same brace that Overshown had on his knee yesterday when they were going through their rehab work. It's just more so they were asked to do a little bit more flexibility things yesterday. That's for stabilization. But as far as Revel goes, man, if it were me, I've been kind of sticking to this point since late training camp when we first heard that he wouldn't be ready to start the year. I would give him a redshirt year at this point, you know, and it's a guy that hasn't played football in now over a year and hasn't even participated in an NFL practice. You know, last time he was on a football field was an East Carolina practice in the American Conference, and nothing against our guys in the American, shut up, Mean Green. But, you know, it's not the NFL. And so I would like to see, you know, a full year of rehab, get back 100% ready to go for OTAs, and then head into that offseason next year with that train of thought. That's just me, though. I think you could realistically see him later in the year, though.
That makes a lot of sense. What about Josh Butler? I feel like that is a forgotten name that we just don't mention at all.
Yeah, Josh Butler. I mean, he had a couple of really big games last year. I think about the Washington game, actually, up in D.C., where I believe he had 12 tackles in that game, four pass deflections and an interception. And then in the Thanksgiving game, he was playing well until he tore his ACL. But he's along the same recovery timeline, kind of, as Overshown. He's just a couple of weeks behind. So that's going to be more so about figuring out where his roster spot is. And when that time comes, then you'll probably see that 21-day window open.
Hey, Nick, I had the theory about Rebel. I kind of feel like that maybe him at East Carolina, that they're going back and they're having to redo some of the things. I'm not talking about fix things, but maybe the rehab wasn't where it needed to be, and now they're trying to make up for time that's already spent on rehab. Have you heard anything like that, or do you have a theory on why?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say so. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say so. I think the rehab has been pretty consistent because he had his surgery done by the Cowboys team physician and Dr. Dan Cooper, and there was a plan, you know, that these doctors or these surgeons lay out, you know, after the process or after the procedure, and it was able to stay consistent when he got drafted by the Cowboys. And I remember talking to Revel right after that.
But that's what I'm saying. Before that, like when he was at East Carolina, he had the surgery. Do you think that that maybe some things got cross, or they didn't go with the rehab that needed to be done while he was in East Carolina, and they're trying to make up for that time?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I think there was an anticipation early in training camp that he would potentially be ready for the start of the season. And as they started to get him back out on the field more, doing a little bit more corner work, it was just a little bit more stiffness in that knee than they were comfortable, you know, rolling him out there with. And so it's been procedural. It's definitely a process for Revel, but I wouldn't say it was anything that has or hasn't happened in his rehab. It's just more so it's tough, man. Those are tough things to project as far as the knee goes, and, you know, especially injuries like that. And it's a little bit unique as far as, you know, it just being the ACL. And this is one of those situations where you kind of wish he tore all three, because it's an easier process to be able to kind of rehab all of those together when it's that one ligament in the ACL, in this case for Revel. It makes it a little bit more tricky. And so, you know, you look at a recovery like Overshown, it's a completely different recovery than what it has been for Revel, although these later stages are kind of looking similar, if that all makes sense.
Yeah, very interesting, Nick. How are we doing with Jack Sanborn back? Did they miss him?
Yeah, I think they did. You know, again, I'm not huge fans of this linebacking core, but I think Jack Sanborn is one of your three best guys that you can roll out there. But yeah, he'll be back in the middle this week and can give you a little bit more, you know, run lane diagnostic. I think he's probably the more natural run lane fitter. Again, if we're talking other NFL rosters, I think he's still firmly a rotational type guy. But, you know, on this team, he's a starting linebacker.
How are we doing on chemistry between offense and defense? Are you detecting any resentment?
No, not at all. And you know, I'll give the beat credit. This week, I think that was something, you know, we wanted to know because, gosh, I mean, imagine being the number one offense and you're cooking without CeeDee Lamb, and you have a game where you don't have four offensive linemen. You've been missing your starting center for a couple of weeks, and you're still able to stay consistent, yet your defense is not allowing you to stay in games, or allowing you to win games, rather. I would be frustrated, but, you know, Dak has been a really good leader in this ordeal. And, you know, he said it last week after the press conference when I asked him. I was like, do you feel like you have to score every time and you have to be perfect? And he's like, well, I've always felt like that. I always feel like I need to score every drive. So I guess that's just kind of the competitor in Dak coming out. He loves these type of games where it's back and forth until the end and he has a chance to win it. But, you know, I think realistically speaking, though, if this consistently goes on throughout the entirety of the season, I mean, what can you do to help out this offense when they're performing like this? And you hope it's not a wasted year for this offensive group.
Well, and that could be the fear, right, with how well Dak's playing. I mean, I asked Steven this earlier, and he says they're always looking to improve the roster, Nick. But to me, I don't know how you feel. I think that's even more reason to go after a big trade here if you can.
Yeah, I think so. And if you get Overshown back again, you're not expecting him to be the end-all, be-all savior, but you're expecting him to give you a little bit more on that second level. And if you can add, you know, another piece that can help in you know, communication in the middle, or even communication on the back end, I think it would really speak volumes to, you know, what they are trying to do to actually improve this defense.
Have a great football weekend, sir, and we look forward to catching up with you next time.
I appreciate you, fellas. I'm about to walk into the State Fair getting some oxtail cornbread sliders.
Let's go. You've won the day.
Gosh, that's delicious.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram with you here on the Fan almost every single football Friday. And if you see him at the State Fair, say hi to him, okay? Might be one of the last days of the State Fair here. You don't
buzzer
have any
beater.
More opportunities. Yeah, buzzer beater. Football's Finest coming up. Chief, where are you taking it?
We have some epic stats of the day for you. Plus, the B in Brown stands for butthurt. That's next turn.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. The G-Bag Nation rolls on. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. We're about 10 minutes from what you drink and what you think, and here's the Chief with football's finest.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right, 877-881-1053. I got some stats of the day for you, and also want to play this sound here from the morning show in Cleveland. This is the Tony Rizzo show.
Oh, I saw this.
After seeing Joe Flacco do what he did last night to the Steelers, they're a little butthurt there in Cleveland.
Yeah, very much so.
How could you do that, Andrew? How could you do it?
Why on earth did you feel the need to trade this guy to a division opponent for a fifth-round draft pick? Fireable offense. That is a fireable offense. I want to know how much longer the owner's going to watch this crap, because the fans have had it. We deserve better. You're worried more about your stadium than you are your football team. That's the perception, Jimmy. And you allow these people to do this. You have the worst offense in the league. Your GM screwed this quarterback thing up like I've never seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it. Kids that play Madden could have done a better job. Truly, that's not hyperbole. It's a joke. It's a joke. This franchise has become a joke. And I'm sick of it.
You know,
they became a joke a long time ago, to be fair.
Yes,
Tony,
that's a good point.
Like, you've been in joke land for...
Since 99 when they came back?
For 25 years.
I think they've been a joke for 26 years. Now, it's just a different situation. Like, Joe Flacco was not playing like that for Cincinnati because he didn't have the protection, he didn't have the weapons. He had more interceptions than touchdowns. His completion percentage was low.
Yeah.
And for Cleveland, you know, Joe wasn't worth anything because you got to find your next quarterback. I just wonder why Joe hasn't played much for like the last 8 years. Pretty dang good if you can protect him and you have weapons.
Yeah,
isn't that wild?
Well,
Joe's probably the 24th best quarterback in the NFL. I might be too low on that.
No. Well, he had 2 years ago. He took Cleveland to the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah.
He has. He had like a crappy year with the Jets. Like, it's been, he's had hot moments and then another comeback down to earth type of thing with the Colts. You know, that was bad. But then, hey, this Cincinnati thing, he might be able to keep them afloat. Maybe Burrow comes back.
He sat down with the Amazon crew after the game, and he admitted that a lot of the play calls that were coming in, he didn't even understand them. And like the
no communication issues? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there was. Well,
this is ridiculous. It was just line up and play football.
Just lined up and played.
Yeah, well, he was having to ask the guys like, "What are you going to do here?"
The whole thing was basically just like, run. Jamar, I'm throwing you the ball.
Yeah,
like just wherever you are, the ball's coming to you.
And
bro.
It's just a guy that's having fun playing football.
He said the zone read where he actually pulled it and ran, which was as shocking of a play.
Moment of the game, baby.
Probably the most shocking quarterback pull on a zone read in the history of football ever being played.
40-year-old man, I don't think you could top it.
Scampering for a first down last night. He says that was impromptu because the play broke down so quickly, so he just jetted out of there. So he threw for 342 yards last night. He became the sixth quarterback to throw for 340 or more yards in a game after their 40th birthday. He's now done it one time. Vinny Testaverde, one time. Warren Moon, one time.
One time.
Drew Brees.
One time.
Three times.
Three
yeah,
times?
Those guys shook it out.
Damn it,
one
Brees,
time.
You ruined it.
But Brees and Favre did it three times.
Whew.
And then you have Tom Brady, who did it 25 times.
Wow. 25?
Yes, dude. So that was a Flacco stat, but it's really a Brady stat. Okay, a couple other things from last night that I found interesting. One, when my wife walked into the living room as I was watching the game, she goes, "Who are the zebras?"
Oh, yeah, those are sick.
I was like, honestly, that's a great point. Yeah. That is a great point, because that's really the only football topic that we get into is who's got the better uniforms. So she went right to, why is there a team called the Zebras? I was like, honestly, that's a fair little assessment there.
Yeah.
But wearing the all-white alternates. So
it's Grandview High School.
You also had Thursday marked the first time ever a 40-plus-year-old starting pitcher, Max Scherzer, won in the MLB postseason, and a 40-plus-year-old starting quarterback, Joe Flacco, won in the NFL on the same day. So that was pretty unique.
Did I see Max Scherzer, like, tell his manager to get the hell off the mound?
Yeah, it was awesome.
The exchange was absolutely fantastic. So the manager goes, like, that's fine. Then you better effing perform. You better effing execute.
And he got out.
He left him out of there. Yep.
It was great. How about this?
I'd have ragdolled his ass right off the mound.
Yeah.
Get over here. You're ancient. You have not been good. You lost the ability to stare down your skipper 2 years ago when you were with the Texas Rangers giving up bomb skis and not staying healthy. Freaking get out of here, bro. Tell me. It's a critical playoff spot. I came out here to get you. Your ass better be in the dugout, or this will be the last game you pitch for us.
Thank God Scherzer stayed in.
Geezer.
Max Scherzer would bite
Geezer.
Your face
Geezer.
Off.
And by the way, I'm playing whatever I want in the weight room tomorrow.
If I want to play country, I'm going to play it.
He's like, fine, I'm not starting tomorrow, so who cares? 56 straight games with seven or fewer first quarter points for the
The Steelers.
Mike Tomlin Steelers.
Yeah, I think that's your quarterbacks and your offensive coordinators, but yeah. Blame it on Tomlin.
No coach has a longer streak in NFL history. Well, who picks the quarterbacks and who picks the play callers? I'd like to say that's Mike Tomlin.
Omar Khan.
And then Aaron Rodgers.
Omar Khan, for
sure. The Hail Mary pass attempt was obviously an incompletion. 69.8 yards in the air, the longest record recorded pass attempt since at least 2017. He still got the cannon. And then when his guy tackled him, you guys see that?
Yeah, what's up with that? Did he really get mad?
Yeah, he got mad. I would honestly be mad, too. You're 300 pounds. Don't tackle me.
Yeah, he jumped on.
Oh, Broderick Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, it could have been like a broken collarbone.
Yes,
or something.
Absolutely.
I mean, I get why he was
He
pissed.
Had just had a hold to put them in first and 20 instead of a new set of downs. So Broderick Jones was super happy that Aaron Rodgers had bailed him out. But old man Aaron was not in the mood for any of that.
No.
All game long, he was pissed off.
He went after Jalen Warren. For the flea
Who's
flicker.
Not a flea flicker.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Edition of the finest most every afternoon at 5. But, of course, on Fridays we have what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Your next chance to pick up a G-Bag Nation flag is going to be Tuesday at Shell Shack on Henderson. And we're back with your phone calls at 877-881-1053 here on The Fan.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.